Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Early break with Zip and Jay, brought to you by Gaina Trucking. Weekday mornings from 6 to 8 on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Well, we have officially dug into the Groundhog Day cake, and Zip, as of a minute ago, it was all over your face.
All over your now, face, yeah.
It's better. You cleared it off. You look good now.
You were frosting everywhere.
No.
That means you dug in. It was good. Yeah.
Thank you for the cake.
Yeah.
It was great.
Yeah.
We'll have a picture on social
media. I put it up. It's on social media.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, it's okay. You tagged in it. Yeah. By the way, this is a normal cake, but you need to see Sip sometime dig into a cupcake. It is just
awkward how to...
No, it's one of the strangest sights in the world. You know it. What? Because you know Mark has sometimes brought cupcakes in the past.
Oh, I love it.
And Sip just goes, dives in. Doesn't take the wrapper off. Just dives right into it.
So no wrapper off. Just wow, that'd be interesting.
Right, Sip. You just dive. No wrapper off. You just go right into the cake.
On the cupcake.
Yeah.
What do you mean? Oh yeah, the wrapper on the side. No, yeah, you don't need to do that.
it just holds it in place. You know. Come on. Yeah, it's a sight to behold.
I love when you get the bundt cupcake.
The bundt cake.
Yeah, red velvet. Red velvet. Well, the chocolate with the white icing is also really good.
There's a lot of good cupcakes.
There's really not a bad cupcake.
Sponsored by Newton's Lawn Care. Yeah. Yeah, the cake's good.
Yeah. Oh, it's excellent. Thank you.
Josh, like the cake?
Yeah.
Josh is going to take a piece to go, too.
Nice.
Yeah, it was a very good addition to the date. I should not play down that it's one of Bill's top three holidays.
Thanksgiving Eve, Easter, and Groundhog Day. Top three holidays for Bill Bush.
Look at that. Look at that photo.
That's nice, yeah. We got four of them. It was hard to see on three of them. It was kind of a glare on the Groundhog Day, but there's one that was pretty good, so I posted that one of us. So if you want to see it, it's on Twitter. At 937 The Ticket. Actually at 937 Jake.
We got any comments yet? Is there any comments?
I just put it up like a minute ago, so we'll see.
Keep us posted on that, Josh.
I don't like these photos because Bill's quite a bit taller than me.
Oh, come on. It doesn't matter. He's more attractive. He's holding a cake.
Debatable.
What is the song that's playing every day when the clock hits 6 a.m. when his day starts over?
That's in
Groundhog Day.
What is it?
I'm throwing out the... I know what it is. Yeah. It's Sonny and Cher.
I don't know.
We'll let the people talk. Okay. Text it. That's for the text line.
Yeah, text line. Do you know what song is playing in Groundhog Day at
6 a.m.?
6 a.m.
every
day.
It's the old school digital, like the clock like literally flips over, so that it's not LED.
I got you, babe.
I got you, babe. Yeah, that's the one.
I got you, babe.
You got it.
All right. Got it.
So yesterday we found out on signing day that USC added a four-star tight end that will not play for two. I misspoke before the break. 2 years he will not play for. His name is Walker Lyons. He's a Mormon, Latter-day Saint, but he will not join the team until 2024 because of a mission to Norway, a one-year mission to Norway. And Coach, you were saying this interested you because you've probably dealt with stuff like this in recruiting plenty of times. You were at Utah, you've been in the area down there. What made this so interesting to you in terms of what's happening there and your experiences in the past in recruiting?
Obviously that was a big signee from yesterday. That conversation was going on. So I'd been a part of that at Utah and Utah State, a big part of it.
Yeah.
So that was very interesting on how you go about that when you're recruiting the LDS, religion. And so it was very cool. So to start off with, the religion part of it and the mission part of it is a very intriguing thing of how it's handled. Where it's different is that back in it changed about 2 years ago. You can go on your mission immediately. It used to be you didn't go till you turned 19. So a lot of time these guys would sign, they would sit out, just do nothing, wouldn't start their clock for a semester. Then they would go on their mission. So they wouldn't come back then for, so basically it was almost 2.5 years that they'd sit out their first semester, not do anything. Then sometimes when they would come back, you didn't have a number or how it was being pushed back. So they may be 3 years out when they come back. The dicey part of it is when you come back, you have to re-sign them like that. So they go on their mission. He's signed right now. When he comes back off, they'll have to re-sign him again. And so that doesn't carry over all the way through. So you have to be able to re-sign them. Where it becomes very interesting is how your numbers are set and are you built for it, which used to be very much where it's different now. So back in the day, it was the 25 initials. Now that doesn't exist anymore.
Right.
So you have to be able to have spots for these guys. So when you're managing your roster right now, imagine if you had 8 guys or 9 guys going on missions. When are they leaving? Oh, guess what's going on now also? There's 9 coming back in. There's 10 coming back in off of their mission. What time do they come in? When do they get off of their mission? Does it end? You know, some of them, they might end in...
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call. Click Grainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
September. So they're not going to come back in that year. They're not going to join you until January of the next year. So there's a lot of mechanics that go through with it. And that's also why you, in the past, you saw a lot of success with that. Because talk about grown men playing. And that was always a conversation. Anytime you were playing BYU,
yeah.
You know, the O-line's all 25 years old,
yeah.
Married and a couple kids.
Yeah.
And
somewhat true.
It was very true, an advantage. The difference would be like when I was with Urban Meyer at Utah and we go to the Liberty Bowl.
This was 2000.
I'm going to say about 1 or 2 or 3. I don't even know what it was. I don't log it in kind of that way. But great snowstorm the day we left, though. It was outstanding. But anyway, he was blown away by when we went on our trip, because when you go on bowl games, your wife gets to come and your kids get to come. The NCAA pays for that to be able to do that. So your trip party compared to most other schools, it's 3 times the size. Because all of a sudden, we'd have 25, 30 guys on the team that were married.
Oh, God.
And so that Utah State, same thing. You know, we're at the Idaho Potato Bowl.
So this isn't just
BYU.
This isn't just BYU.
Oh, no.
See, that's probably a misconception that people have.
Utah State was heavy enough. But there's several other schools that have the Mormon religion that have the missions going on. It's just, how do you handle it when they come back? Well, it's way easier now because you don't have just the 25 initials.
You're not bound to 25 scholarships per year, Jake.
Yeah,
so that's what he means by initials.
So you just have to, there's a lot to it when you go through it. Just as long as you're prepared for it, then it goes well. And then with the mission, also, hang on, we got a hand raise.
Yes, simple
raise. Go ahead, fire away.
I have a question.
Yeah.
Did it ever dissuade you from recruiting this type, LDS player?
No. I had a couple come here. So, right away, it's always, well, that'll be interesting. You always come into Lincoln, and then, the LDS, there's no place for them to go. There's no church here. There's no ward here. There's no this.
Are we sure about that?
I know there's no. That's my point I'm getting to. Oh, absolutely there is. There is a big LDS
congregation
community here in town. Several wards here in town, one on campus. So when they came here for their visit, when I brought them here, it was very easy. Also, the religion is extremely tied into the Polynesian community. And so several Polynesians. So that was also part of the connection with the two. So it was intriguing. It was outstanding. It was so much fun to learn everything about the religion. I was just so lucky to be in that spot to have young men teach me different things about the religion, and it was awesome. It was just so much fun. But with how they come and go when they come back, it's really, really cool how they when they come back, and all of a sudden it's like you don't see them for two and a half years.
Uh-huh.
It's always a big thing. You're always waiting for what is your mission assignment going to be. So you might get, it's like a drawing. I'm going to Portugal. I'm going to Russia. I'm going anywhere. And sometimes that's some, who'd you get? We got Salt Lake. They're like, they had to go like a block down.
Is that right? Oh, yeah, so some of them don't go very
far. Some of them don't go very far, but some of them, so it's just wherever the draw comes in, where they go. And then to listen to the things they do on their mission was just outstanding. So any time that I know myself that I've had people from the church stop by my house like that to talk about that, I'm always like, come on in.
Interesting.
It's awesome. It's to sit and listen to them.
Oh, God bless.
And these men and where they're and where they're coming from and what they're doing. It was really, really cool. So when I saw that story yesterday, I'm like, boy, it brought me back to some. But it would not deter you at all on recruiting. Probably sometimes you always had to remember, it's also like a credit card, which means eventually you got to pay for it.
Yeah.
So sometimes when you're like, well, should we take him or not? And then sometimes you say, I don't know if we should. I don't think he's a guy, but he's a mission guy, so we'll take him. And then he kind of goes away for 2 years if he goes on his mission. Well, he comes back, and so it has to fit back into your plan. Yeah. So the whole time is like that. You recruit him like anything else. Is he a guy you want today? Is he a guy you want in a month? Is he a guy you want in a year? A guy you want in 2 years? If he's that guy, that's who you recruit.
It just seems like the world is so oriented now toward this guy better hit now. Mm-hmm. So recruiting a guy you know is not even going to be around. That's what I mean by would it dissuade you? I wonder if it would dissuade other coaches. I hate to say that.
I just wonder also.
Sounds discriminatory. Yeah.
If you're not there for a year, you also maybe if you're a coach, you wouldn't worry about his workouts. Is he going to keep on what made him?
They
the
have
that he
it's,
was?
It's very limited in what they can do. They have certain time that they can work out. They are able to do things in general. They come back. You know, sometimes with the way less that happens to them sometimes, yeah. Just because they don't
way
have
less muscle tone.
They just don't have the regiment of a where's their weight room at? Again, they might be in Taiwan. They might be any place. So it might be
Brazil.
Hey, what is your situation?
Yeah.
And so it's like I said, it's very, very unique. But when you talk about doing their mission, not doing the mission, Steve Young at BYU did not go on his mission.
He didn't.
Did not. And so there's different people that took different avenues. So not everyone goes on a mission. Not everyone that's LDS goes on a mission. Some choose not to go on their mission. Some choose to go on their mission when they're done playing. Some choose to go after they've come for a year. So what you don't want to do is you generally don't want to have them start for a year, be in your program, and then go.
Yeah.
That
happens, though.
It does happen. It does happen. That'd be the one you try to avoid.
All right, there you go. Walker Lyons, again, a 4-star commit for USC, taking a year off for his mission to be back in 2 years to play.
Yep. It's probably happening at BYU and Utah State right now. Right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, part of the process. When we come back, Rick Hayman's Song of the Day is next on Early Break on the Ticket.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.